but meanwhile I sold the business so I could still hold them. That was that. And Hot Dukes came to buy the best transformation store in town. The man was old, but like I am now, he was ready to retire. He had nobody to sell it to. He made me a very good deal on it, so I bought that. And then I stayed in that for 20 years. The work was a lot lighter, and the worry was a whole lot less. Married the second time then. And then after I married the second time, we had two children by my second wife. And I adopted her daughter. Her husband was killed overseas in Alpine. So she and I lived together 20 years. And then the store thrived. We doubled the business, tripled the inventory, and the money I'd acquired from the road. And we did a real jam-up job. My boys worked in there with me, my older boys, when they wasn't going to school. They learned a lot. They learned how to meet the public and how to get along with people. And they developed it while I was in the store. But later, when the second wife died in an accident at home, so since then I've just been on loose. I sold the store under contract. It was kind of a one-man store. We had three people working in there, but it all hinged around my personality, son. And I agreed with everybody that the store would run itself 3 years. It was been established for 35 years, and I had had it 20 years. And we had a wonderful line of customers in spite of all the competition that developed. And I had this boy work for me for 15, 16 years. I turned it over to him, and it was a bad decision on my part. But I thought he was better qualified. He was a wonderful salesman. He wasn't any better salesman, but he had no business ability. I had allowed him to do his buy, and I gradually broken it into him, but he had never checked the books, and he had never paid the bills. So when he got in there, and I sold it, gave him half of it, sold him the other half on credit, and he immediately began to expand. The result was it. He just couldn't make it. He wanted to run a store like Moss Brothers or Mike's over Lakeland, and he couldn't do it. It wasn't that kind of store. So he went broke. I lost probably about $20,000 in that deal. Money that I intended to retire on. Meanwhile, I qualified for Social Security, and I also received retirement school system, which gives me a good income till everything got inflated. This inflation took place. It's not quite adequate now, but fortunately or unfortunately, my older sister died and left me about $25,000, which I put out of interest at 8%. Along with my interest and my income from the school system and Social Security, I feel like I've got it made as long as I keep my health.
Yes, sir.
I have one younger son. Maybe this ought not be on the record, but wait.